Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Big beers, big flavors, imperial stouts, massively hopped IPAs, and mouth-puckering sours seem to be the dominant beers these days. But for many craft beer drinkers, these are not the beers that got them started. More often than not, it was probably one of those ales on the color spectrum. An amber, a brown, a red, maybe a blonde. Those styles are often overlooked these days.
Beers that people usually gravitate to first. I mean, if you have somebody that walks into a craft beer bar that has not been exposed to the Russian Imperial Stouts and the double IPAs and the sour beers and, you know, some of that stuff that could be considered intimidating, often they go with an amber or a brown, or, you know, if they've moved away from the Pilsners, sometimes they'll go to a copper or a red, a copper alter or a red. And often these beers get overlooked, I think, by the beer community as a whole. And when I say beer community, I mean the people that are willing to blog and write and check in and everything else. It's certainly not overlooked by the people that drink them and make them.
That's Seth Cook of Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings. The first craft beer for many in South Dakota was likely an amber ale. That's because one of the pioneers of craft beer in the state was New Belgian Brewing, and their flagship is an amber.
Fat Tire was only available. We discussed this once. It wasn't available ago, but when it made an entrance into the state, it was revolutionary because it was one of the first craft beers that came into the state, and it was one that is super approachable. If you've ever had a Fat Tire amber, again, it oft gets overlooked because it's not super malty or super hoppy, but, you know, in my opinion, it's super drinkable. You don't have to get real complicated with the ways you're going to try to describe the flip. You know, that's not what it's for, and it's well constructed.
Seth says the first beer he ever brewed was a brown ale.
The very first time I ever did it was out of a 1 gallon Mr. Beer kit, and we made a brown ale. And to be fair, it was really quite tasty for what, you know, that's where we started. And then things, of course, evolved quite quickly after that. But that was kind of the first go of this.
He still likes making these approachable, very drinkable beers, and actually has a few of them available right now. Deadwood Golden is a favorite.
It's made to be a very approachable, easy to drink, malt forward, but not malt obnoxious beer. We brewed this once, actually a number of times, for a resort out in Deadwood, just as kind of a fun side project. And they loved it so much, they actually asked for more than we could even make. So unfortunately, we can't provide the quantities they're looking for, but we still provide it here at the pub. So.
And it's popular here at the pub.
It is popular.
Because it's a really good, easy, drinky beer.
All of these brown ales have similar hop profiles in terms of the fruitiness. They're not the really IPA ones, but also in terms of the yeast, all of them are ales. So we preserve some of those classic ale flavors.
More on these less hyped ales when Beer Untapped continues. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we continue our look at those less hyped beers. We've taken a look at amber and brown ales. Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings currently has 3 examples of such beers on tap right now. We took a look at their amber ale, Deadwood Golden. Seth Cook says they're also pouring a brown ale right now, Maple Nut Brown.
Probably square nose down the middle of what a brown ale should be. We call this our Maple Nut Brown.
This is almost, you think of brown ale, you think of something like this.
Right, this looks the part. It's kind of it's almost a leathery color. This has traditional English hops in it. We use our house yeast in it. It's brewed very traditionally. The only thing that really differentiates this one is that we use organic maple syrup in it. And that's just not only as an adjunct to increase the alcohol content just a little, but it's actually to add a little bit of the subtlety, the hints of the maple to it. So it warms up a little bit. You can get a little bit more of the maple, but even when served right off the draft, you can get the maple flavor.
And they actually have another brown on tap right now. We talked a bit about the bonus brown a few weeks ago. It's a party guile or second running beer using the same mash as their Imperial Stout, Poganophilia.
It's still pretty dark and there's still plenty of sugars. The cool thing about this one is that of the lineup that we have right now, it's the darkest one, but it's also the lightest on the palate and lightest on the ABV. So you can try it, and although it may seem intimidating just because the colors are so intense, and this one is a, if the last one was a leather color, this is almost like a really, really dark copper penny.
You get some of that stout flavor, that roastiness.
You get some of the roastiness, but the palate on it, what it actually tastes like is very different than you would expect.
It is.
The mouthfeel is thin. It's not a poor mouthfeel. It's just when you smell those rich flavors,
right.
you almost are trained, you're conditioned to expect a really thick, syrupy type of mouthfeel. And this doesn't match that, so that makes it kind of a fun beer to drink. Super approachable.
Give some of these less hyped beers a try. Ambers, browns, reds, blondes. They're easy drinking, often excellent. Also from Wooden Legs, beer, brats, and the Brookings Blizzard, Saturday, April 8th.
$20, and if you stop down at the pub beforehand, you can actually buy your tickets online. This is the first time we've set them up online. So you go to our Facebook page. I think we've got an Eventbrite page.
And you can get them here, too.
And you can get them here. That's right. Absolutely. For $20, what you're going to get is a beer and a brat here at the pub on the pregame. We're going to start about 5:30. We'll do beer and brats. The ticket will give you a ride to the game. The ticket will get you into the game. And we'll get you a beer at the game, and it'll get you a ride back down to the pub. So for $20, you're going to have a pregame, a game, and a ride back down. It's going to be a really good event. It is versus the Aberdeen Wings.
Let's swing over to Brookings Liquor Store, find out what's new on tap for your growler fills. Drew Eklund says it includes a great draft-only beer from a local brewer.
From Bank Brewing Company, it's Hop Lab Silver, 20 cents an ounce. A lot of people are saying this is their favorite Hop Lab of the series so far. Which is saying a lot, because they've all been excellent. I don't expect this keg to last, so hurry up and get some while you can. For Hop Lab Silver, Bank used Azica hops, which gives the beer intense and tropical flavors of citrus and mango. The next one I have, new on tap, is from Shells. It's their cave-aged, barrel-aged lager, 26 cents an ounce, another crowd favorite, as the six packs of this beer sold out quickly. So if you missed out on that, now is the time to come try this phenomenal beer. Flavors of roasted malt, dark chocolate, toffee, oak, and vanilla. Awesome beer. Also, don't forget about our half-price Thirsty Thursday. Every Thursday, we put a Growler Station keg at half price until it's gone. And if you get the last pour of the keg, the beer is free.
And they've got an event in the works for the end of April at Brookings Liquor Store.
There will be several local breweries giving out free samples at the liquor store on Friday, April 28th from 4 to 6. We'll also have some cool prizes to give away. Stay tuned for more details.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.